When you hear that something is a no-brainer, does that mean it's really a no-brainer? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about these idea of no-brainers, or things that you think are going to be easy to implement and turn out to be far more challenging. And in fact, having served in a leadership role on many organizations, both for-profit and not-for-profit, every time I hear in a leadership meeting that, oh, this will be easy, this is a no-brainer, now my spidey senses will tingle, because I've learned over the years that just when you think something is going to be super easy, often means there's some unintended consequences or issues that will emerge underneath. And many leaders get fooled. So I've got a few phrases for you to have your radar or antenna out for, and when you hear them, they might be cause for you to take a completely opposite viewpoint of the issue, the problem, or the project that you're talking about. So, number one to watch out for is, I'm sure everyone will be okay with it. I'm sure everyone will be okay with it. If you've ever caught those or can think back to examples where you've heard that, that's usually uttered by leaders, managers, supervisors, executives who think, I'm sure everyone's going to be okay with it. And when you hear that, just know that there's probably a pretty good chunk of people who are not going to be completely okay with it. And many of those people are not going to put up their hand and say, oh, I've got a big problem with that. And so you actually have to surface the concern. You actually have to get them to express their concern so that you can deal with it and move the project forward. So anytime you hear, I'm sure everyone's going to be okay with it, just be on the alert. The second thing you want to look for is, it's obvious. It's obvious. Everyone will see it the same way. When you think something's obvious, it's kind of like saying, oh, it's just common sense. That's not particularly common sense. Common sense isn't that common. So when it's obvious, I think what you need to do is to take some time to explain it. And I don't want you to over-explain it. I don't want you to mansplain it. I just want you to explain it so that people understand the key parts of it, the overall context or meaning behind it, but also some of the specifics around it, so that it may not be a no-brainer, it may not be obvious, and you may need to teach them a little bit about it, so that once they're educated, they'll be less likely to be resistant, and they'll be more likely to want to move the project forward along with you. Now, the third thing to be alert for is, it'll be quick and easy. Quick and easy. So every time you think, oh yeah, we can get this done next week or tomorrow or this week, or this will be done by the end of the month, just be alert to the fact that that is often assuming that you could just work full time on that particular project or initiative without the reality that, hey, a lot of your day is already spoken for. So be careful when you hear it'll be quick and easy, because often it isn't going to be quick and easy. It's going to take many times longer than what you might think might be the easy path. So why not set a more realistic guideline? You can still stretch people and push them a little bit, but watch that you don't underestimate the amount of time, energy, and money it might take to make that project a reality. Now, in reality, we probably wouldn't do some of the projects if we knew in advance the kind of heroic efforts that we're going to have to put in to be successful. So once you've realized that a no-brainer is often not a no-brainer, and things that are obvious are not always obvious, and everyone, I'm sure, will buy in, then you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership capabilities, including how to communicate effectively with your team, how to motivate a multi-generational workforce. And of course, we do that through our frontline leadership program. Now, it used to be we only did that in person, on site. We get on airplanes and travel to where you are, and we still do those kinds of workshops. But lately, to save people time, energy, and money, we've been delivering it through this state-of-the-art virtual training studio. And so now we can come through the power of Zoom and the internet and deliver sessions for your team that are actually said to be just as exciting and engaging as if we were there in person. So no matter whether you need us there on site or through our virtual training studio, or maybe you just want to access some of our resources, it all starts with a conversation and an investigation on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, you can also check us out with all the videos that we have on YouTube, or our treasure trove of podcasts of these episodes that you could listen in your car on your way to work. So no matter how we can help you, we look forward to always being there to help you be the best leader that you can be.